Hey guys, I'm Bilal Amjad and welcome to Internet of Things series. In this series, we have number of videos related to some practical work and some theory related videos. This is our very first video, so we are not going to perform any practical work, but it is good to watch this video because we are going to explore the possibilities, opportunities we have with Internet of Things. We are going to discuss the idea, the concept behind Internet of Things, and we are going to talk about Raspberry Pi, and we are going to also talk about Web of Things, which is need for IoT. So this video will help you in understanding the idea behind Internet of Things. So before I proceed toward the actual session, it is good to know your trainer first. I am Bilal Amjad, CEO and founder of Atrayan Designs Private Limited, which is a software development company based in Lahore, Pakistan. I am also founder of a healthcare startup, which is actually a telemedicine based startup, Instacare. I am a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional in Windows Development and Visual Studio and Development Technologies. I am Microsoft Certified Professional, Microsoft Community Leader, and Microsoft Community Speaker. So, let's discuss the Internet of Things. So, we believe that Internet of Things starts with your own things. You have some existing infrastructure, and we are going to turn that infrastructure into a smart infrastructure with IoT. So, what is Internet of Things? The Internet of Things, we believe, starts with your own things. You have some existing infrastructure which will be converted into smart infrastructure with the help of IoT. For instance, take an example of your own house where you have number of devices like air conditioner, like refrigerator, like some security system, like camera, surveillance system, and lot more devices are there already in your home. You can collect data from them, you can control them, you can have more options, you have now wider access to those devices with the help of IoT. For example, if we talk about your home automation, then IoT make it possible, especially for the domotics and home automation side. You can control all the electricity lights with the phone application with the help of IoT. If you want to collect data from your surveillance system, might be a CCTV camera. If you want to record and collect data from specific one device, then IoT will help you. You can turn your camera into a smart camera. It can alert you, it can provide live feed, and lot more options you have with IoT to if you convert your simple CCTV camera to IoT based CCTV camera. So this was just simple example. On a wider scale, if you are an owner of a factory or if you are part of some industrial side, then you will be familiar that you have number of machinery in your existing infrastructure. So your machinery is now become more smart with the help of IoT. How? You can collect data from your machinery now, and your machinery can tell you lot more things other than just working. You can control them remotely. This is one of the best possibility we have with IoT. For example, you have a fleet management system. You can control the entire fleet with the help of IoT. Another example, consider a farmhouse. You have some animals in your farmhouse. You can attach IoT devices with them to, and you can monitor them, their location, their health, their body temperature, and a lot more things with the help of IoT. These are few examples that can be made through IoT. So if we talk about the data that was untapped, you have never used that data. You were having that data, but that was in raw format. So that untapped data is now an asset for you. It can help you in decision making. It can help you in a lot more things with the help of IoT. IoT is grabbing data from you, and you can process that data according to your need. So it is believed that 70% of value enabled by IoT will come from business to business scenarios. And let's see further what Internet of Things is and what actually possibilities are there. And I believe with the IoT, the possibilities are endless. I want to show you a small video about IoT first.
Ever wonder what the future holds? Imagine if you could connect the dots to see beyond where your business is today to where it could be in the future. Would you begin to see ways to make improvements? Or see what once seemed impossible is now within reach? Technology is rapidly accelerating the transformation of your business. It's changing the way we work. Imagine if the most vital parts of your business were connected. People, assets, processes, and systems. Everything from your factory floor to the field. With the Internet of Things, they can be. And simple changes can transform your business right now. With the Internet of Things, you can extend your business's reach and make better use of its resources. Data that was once untapped is now an asset. Even the most critical issues can be solved in real time. You can see ways to make the most of every moment. The reasons why you should embrace the Internet of Things are clear, but how do you get started? We believe the Internet of Things begins with your things, the things that matter most to your business. Start small, from where you are today, and build from there. Make the most of systems you already have in place. Use familiar devices or services in new ways. Tap into the cloud for better scale and control. Microsoft can help you get started today. We can help you connect assets across your business using your existing technology, investments, and data. We can help you transition from today into the future so you can transform your business. Because when your business is more connected, the possibilities are endless. Welcome to the Internet of Your Things.
So guys, I believe that the idea of Internet of Things is pretty much clear to you. So let's talk about Cisco's prevision, what they think about IoT. So Cisco have made some research for you that in 2008, the number of things connected to the internet was greater than the people living on earth. How? This is pretty much simple. For instance, if I take myself as a single entity on earth, then even I have multiple devices, at least 3 to 4, that are always connected to the internet. So if on average every person have at least 2 devices that are connected to the internet all the time, so definitely then the devices connected to the internet are going to be more than the number of human beings on earth. So but the point to ponder here is that these devices are collecting some data and are providing to you via internet, so you can do a lot more things. Possibilities are now more for you, the chances, the opportunities are more, because there are a number of devices grabbing the data from for you, and you can use that data for different purpose. But the thing is, what kind of application you are going to develop with IoT that can be used by people? So the actual thing which we need to discuss here is that the future of IoT is quite bright. People have devices, we are turning them into smart devices with the help of IoT. So within 2020, the number of things connected to the internet will be about 50 billion. This is a huge number, huge number. So you, if you are working on IoT, then I believe you are actually going to the right direction. Your future is quite bright. With the help of IoT, as we talk, the possibilities are endless. So what IoT actually is? The Internet of Things is a system of interrelated computer devices, mechanical and digital machines, objects, animals, or people that are provided with unique identifiers and the ability to transfer data over network without requiring human-to-human or even human-to-computer interaction. So, IoT is actually a system of interrelated computing devices, human beings, animals, or any object. Internet of Things, the one of the major use of IoT is that it can eliminate human to human or human to computer interaction. How? Because IoT have its own functionality. It can automate anything and can perform functionality of his own. He don't need any human to human interaction with it, or human to even human to computer interaction. It can perform anything for you. So that's a good thing about IoT. Now let's talk about Web of Things. So to achieve IoT, we believe some universal protocol that combines several heterogeneous devices. So definitely, if we are going to connect the devices, then we need some kind of protocol. And the most important thing that this protocol should be simple, lightweight, loosely coupled, also scalable, flexible, and standardized. So we can easily communicate the devices with each other. So what kind of protocol can be used? There is a web protocol that can help us to solve this problem. Several technologies and protocols already available and widely acceptable by the community. If we talk about web, then we have HTTP, we have some IP version 6, TCP, XML, JSON, RSS, and lot more things which are protocol and help us to communicate with one node to another. We can communicate via these protocol with on web technologies. So like URI protocol help us to make the objects easily identifiable and addressable, and XML and REST APIs allow the object to expose their features and to communicate with external or centralized services. So these are few protocols that are there in web, and they help us to communicate with one device to another. And that's why Web of Things is necessary for implementing IoT, because we want to communicate with our devices which are using IoT. So we need Web of Things so that they can communicate with each other via some protocol. So let's talk about the future of IoT. I believe that with the help of IoT, you can create a world sensor networks. There are a lot of sensors that can be attached with one single IoT devices, and you can actually create a network of that sensor worldwide. So the next use of IoT is that home automation and domotics can become easy and more flexible with IoT. So if you are a student of electronic side, or even if you are a software side student and you are thinking of creating some home automation application, then congratulations, IoT can help you in develop something like home automation and domotics. In daily life, traffic monitoring, shopping, and a lot more things are there that can be that can be enabled with IoT and can help people. Tracking and shopping of goods, that as I already talked, that fleets can be managed and can be monitored through IoT. In the health sector, I believe that IoT can bring tremendous transformation and innovation. We can develop small healthcare devices for people. We can do a lot more things. So there are unpredictable developments. There are endless possibilities that can be made with IoT. You can cover them with IoT. So you have to work in IoT because its future is pretty much bright. So that's all for the first video. This was just a little introduction of IoT. Now in next video, we'll configure the IoT device, that is Raspberry Pi 3. And in Raspberry Pi 3, we are going to turn on and off LEDs with the help of an application. We'll configure it, and we'll also see how we can install an operating system on it. Hope you find this video helpful for your knowledge. Thank you for watching the video. I'll be waiting on the next session.